This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the fight against COVID vaccine mandates continue. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
12 state attorneys general are joining together for the fight against the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate that is forcing healthcare workers to choose between their job or the jab. The attorneys general from Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia are arguing that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid service shot mandates on facilities that receive federal funding for treating patients exceeds the agency's statutory authority and violates the Social Security Act's prohibition on regulations that control the hiring and firing of healthcare workers. Also, it violates multiple federal laws, the Spending Clause, the Anti-Commandeering Doctrine, and the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. The mandate targets one in four of the nation's healthcare workers that have chosen not to get vaccinated. The lawsuit states that the vaccine mandate causes grave danger to vulnerable persons whom Medicare and Medicaid were designed to protect, the poor, sick, and elderly, by forcing the termination of millions of healthcare heroes. And it violates the 10th Amendment of the Constitution by seeking to commandeer the state employee surveyors to become enforcers of CMS's unlawful attempt to federalize national vaccine policy and override the state's police power on matters of health and safety. The lawsuit was filed on November 15th and has since been consolidated with other similar cases and is currently in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knudsen, is also continuing to fight against the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's COVID shot mandate for private employers. He also has sued the Biden administration over the illegal mandate on federal contractors and federally contracted employees that have been issued by executive order. Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, commented that the COVID shot mandate for healthcare facilities that accept Medicaid or Medicare will create a national healthcare emergency. In many places, there is already a critical shortage of healthcare workers. Many doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers will either be terminated or quit because they refuse, for religious and other reasons, to inject their bodies with the COVID shots. This is particularly true in areas that are already understaffed. Patients will have fewer healthcare options, and many hospitals will have to refuse care for lack of staff. This crisis is already occurring in states that impose mandates on healthcare workers. Pray that the illegal mandates will be overturned and that individual people's health decisions can be made between them, their family, and their doctor. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.